Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, running slightly behind on the timeline, but hey, those things happen as we are talking. So let me ask you a strange question, because, you know, it does come up and it does happen inside of the workplace. So questions do get asked. What do you do inside of your organization if you have an event that is catastrophic to the organization? What do you do if you have an event that is catastrophic towards the team? And I ask these questions because where sometimes we fail at is actually having a good setup for what needs to be done when things hit the wall. And I'm being serious here as I'm having this convo, because here's what happens sometimes. We're not prepared for when the worst thing can happen. And listen, there's all kinds of interesting stuff you can do. Safety management systems. If you deal with a lot of chemicals, there's some stuff that you can have set up for first responders and so on. But where we sometimes tend to fail is, do you have an incident team ready available inside of the organization? And I ask this question for the following reasons. Not that they all need to be safety people, because I think sometimes people get that confused. They can be from different departments within the organization. And I ask this because sometimes you have to have a person in place for this team, and then you have to have a backup if your organization is big enough to be able to do this. Because if you have a catastrophic event that occurs, you, depending on what the event is, cleanup teams, teams that are able to get in contact with emergency services, teams that are able to bring in like an emergency HR team for mental health issues. Because I'll put it to you this way. Hopefully, you've never had a serious event occur inside of your organization. But if you have, sometimes when those serious events occur, other people see them happen in real time. And it does not go over well. Period. And not that it should ever go over well. But it's tough to think about and how you would prepare for something along those lines. And listen, setting this shit up post-event is not fun, because if you have these organizations or these team members where you can call and have this emergency team come in, this incident team, quote unquote, come in, it helps out significantly opposed to having to vet the people or even get a service provider that can do some of this stuff post-event, because you don't know how long the setup's going to take. Listen, I've had events occur inside of my workplaces that have not been pretty. Like, I remember a person attempting death by suicide inside of one of the facilities that I worked at, right in the middle of what we would say, quote unquote, is called the sales floor. So we had to close down the store. We had to get an emergency team inside of there in regards to the stuff that needed to be done. And it was at that time, I didn't really understand structuring on how that worked. But man, there was a team that was ready to be able to interact with the incident. So the question that I ask to you, do you have that team set up? And if you don't, when will you have time to set what up? Because it's going to be important. You never know when any of these things can happen, and life can change in a moment's notice.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.